It's time for Caveman Corner. Presented by Midland Engineering Company on Michiana's sports leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. We're talking all things Mishawaka Caveman Athletics. And now, the hosts of Caveman Corner, Sean Stiers and Dean Huppert.
We are live at a jam-packed Monterey Mexican Bar and Grill, Caveman Corner on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. We've got all kinds of basketball talk coming up today, Mr. Hubbard.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun night because we have a bye in football. We can relax just a little bit this week and start to transition into that next season because it's going to be here before you know it.
Absolutely. And just to remind all the football fans that you're right, there is a bye this week. It is Elkhart Memorial at Steel Stadium a week from Friday. So if the turnout is even half as much as what you had for that big Penn game Friday night, it's going to be pretty good out there.
Well, we've had great crowds the 3 weeks we were on the road. I felt like we had a better crowd than the opponents did. And then, of course, showing up for the backyard brawl, it was beautiful weather. It was really incredible because we had 3 weeks in a row on the road, and all 3 weeks it rained. And then all of a sudden we have sunshine and we had WSBT radio there. You know, that just makes it all worthwhile.
Absolutely. And guess who we've got here with us tonight? I mentioned basketball. So we've got on deck, we've got girls basketball coach Sarah Deshone. They just started practice today. We'll also be talking with a couple girls players, Jordan Bobos and Riley Banks. But we have one Mr. Ron Heklinski sitting in front of us right now. And all he wants to talk about is baseball.
Yeah, you know, you know this because you're a Cub guy too.
I just winded him up.
Stop, because you're a Cub guy too, all right?
All right.
I mean, we had to suffer through that August and September. But we made it through. The Cubs are going to make a change. They're going to change the direction that they're going in a little bit. I think it's a good move for them. And as we wait to see who they hire, we're going to talk some basketball, right?
All right. Sounds good to me. I mean, the weather's turning right now, so, I mean, we're turning to basketball weather. You've got three more weeks before practice starts, though, huh?
Yeah, you know, the state, the IHSAA, in all of its infinite wisdom, gives you 2 days to practice. And it's really not like a practice.
The old 2 days a week
right now is what you guys can do? Yeah, 2 days a week. And in the old days, you could come in, you could have a shooting workout a couple of 3 days. You could have an open gym. You could actually work with kids more individually from the standpoint and really get much more done. And I'd rather just start practice now and get after it, get into the grind. Once we start, and like you said, we don't start for 3 weeks, but once we start, it's an everyday grind.
Yeah.
Because you get up, you brush your teeth, and you're thinking about a new rebounding drill. You're watching a movie with your wife, and you're thinking about who you're going to bench. And so it is a grind, and it's an everyday grind.
But you'd go 24/7, 365 if you could, though. Admit it, right?
I could. I could because I do love basketball that much, and I love Mishawaka High School. I'm a South Bend guy, so. So I really never knew much about Mishawaka. For 60 years, I didn't know much about Mishawaka. Then I came here, Dean Huppert and Jerome. I guess they saw something in me that they said, hey, man, maybe this guy can coach him up a little bit. and they brought me here, and in 3 years, it's just it's a great place.
I have to agree with Coach about the practice limitations because some of the kids who aren't playing other sports and they would love to get in the gym more and be in there and work out, it really gives an advantage to the kids who can go get private lessons or work out at a private facility where we have a facility sometimes that is just sitting there waiting for basketball to start. But, you know, as we get started here and knowing that the girls and the boys put in the time in the summer, it's going to be an exciting year. And I think Coach is really excited to see once the season gets started how these kids develop because we've got some young kids, we've got some talent, we've got some speed, and he's always going to have a team that plays defense.
Well, and really, on the heels of what you just said, I am really looking to find some guys that want to fight, man. I mean, we got to have some guys that want to fight, and my mind goes back to that sectional thing last year against Adams when we didn't even show up. We had no fight. We had nothing. And in the summertime, I saw some individuals maybe show a little bit along the line, but I haven't seen guys really, really committed 24/7 to bring the fight to anybody else. So that's and so that's what I'm really looking forward to. I'm looking forward to those first 2 weeks of practice. And you want to talk about a backyard brawl, I want to talk about a gymnasium brawl because I want to see guys getting after it. And I want to see some guys who care. I got guys saying to me, Coach, can I play to two? Can I play to three? I don't care where you play. I want you to rebound. I want you to guard somebody. I don't care.
Skin your knees up and get after that
and
ball.
I'm looking to find some guys like that. We have a slogan every year. And our slogan this year is stay in the fight. Don't stop playing. If things don't go your way, don't stop playing. I mean, play for 32 minutes and stay in the fight.
They've also got a phrase that's players play, tough players win, and you see it on the back of their shirts, PP, TP. And when you're thinking about this team, when they're committing that much, one thing that Coach and I want to see is our fans commit this year too, because we have one of the best facilities in the state of Indiana. We've got one of the best coaches, and now we've got a team that's going to bring the fight. We need our fans to bring the fight this year and just have that motivation to come out and bring it.
It's interesting because I just watched Hoosiers about a week and a half or so ago, and just we've talked all the time about how Mishawaka, the oldest gym in Indiana, and seeing some of those old gyms and then thinking about how you get to go to work, and you know me, I get to call games there at inside Mishawaka High School, and you know, I know you've talked about that since you walked in the door, Coach, just about the history in that gymnasium over there.
I don't think there's any question about the great gym. I mean, I'm coming from a great gym. The Wigwam was the second largest high school gym in America, not in the state, but in America. So I'm coming from a position where there's great tradition. And I come into here, and it's a great facility. And if I'm a fan, I mean, if I'm a fan, I'm going to come if my teams are going at it 24/7 for 32 minutes. I'll come and support that. But when teams aren't doing that, and I got to be straight up with you, that falls on me too. I mean, I'm the coach of this group, and so I got to get these guys rolling. I got to get these guys rolling 24/7 and buying into the system of being a student athlete, getting to school on time, getting to practice on time, understanding the rules of the athletic department, and buying into the whole total thing. And it's really been a struggle with some of our young guys now because they're AAU All-Americans, they're this, they're that. And really, you haven't done anything for us here. I mean, you haven't scored a point here yet. Now come and do what you're supposed to do. Act like normal human beings and act like great competitors and come in here November 11th and let's get the ball rolling.
Coach, when you talk about some of those things of being to school on time, being a great student athlete, these lessons can go down to the elementary and building the program that you're trying to build. But Sean mentioned Hoosiers and some of those lessons that of old school basketball, of just doing the right thing, coming to practice, working hard every day, playing for your community, playing for your team, playing defense, like you were talking about diving and getting down into it. I mean, self-sacrifice and doing it for the team and not worried about how many points. How important is that, even at the younger levels, to say, you know what, I'm a complete basketball player. I'm not just trying to score points.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. But when the younger guys, and really it all starts at the top. The NBA generates everything. When Bob Knight was coaching at IU, it was the motion offense, right?
Yeah.
Now, John Calipari comes in, and he's in the NBA for a while. He's at Kentucky, so now it's all about ball screens and isolation play. So when the young kids see what the NBA players get away with and what they do, and then they – excuse me for a second – and they try and come in and play like that and not get after it 24/7, it becomes a real struggle when you come and you play at the high school. And now, I mean, we don't have the greatest of athletes. And we play against teams that have great, great athletes. And now we have to refine our game. We have to buy in. We have to do everything that we need to do and make plays. And it starts when you're young. It starts, I mean, Dean's got girls' games. He runs a great girls' tournament, like a fifth and sixth grade tournament. And he's got parents fighting at the tournament. Are you kidding me? I mean, come support your kids and really make great examples to your kids. And I think that's kind of where it all starts. And once I see your kid for 2 or 3 hours, then he goes home. And I remember distinctly when I was a junior in high school, I'm complaining at the table. Dad, man, he ain't playing me in practice. Dad, he ain't doing this. Dad, he ain't doing that. My dad says, Ronnie, get your bag. Let's go. So my dad coached me in junior high at St. John's. So I'm thinking he's going to take me and work me out. So I get my bag, I get in the car, and we drive past the gym. I said, Dad, where are we going? He said, I'm taking you to your coach's house. And I say, why, Dad? He said, because you're quitting. I said, well, I don't want to quit. He said, no, all you do is complain. And I'm not going to listen to it. You're quitting. And I said, no, Dad, I don't want to quit. And he said, well, then I don't want to hear you one more time about this. You go, you play, you listen to your coach. Now, where are those lessons today?
Yeah.
I mean, where are those lessons? And I'm sure you were in the same deal when you played back in the day. I mean, where are those lessons? And those lessons are now we have to give them as coaches. And we have to say, once you step on this floor at 3:10 or 3:15, whatever it is, you're going to go hard. And if your parents want to talk to me, I'll talk to them. We're not going to talk about Bobby or Joey or Jimmy. We're going to talk about you. And I'm looking forward to this because I was born for this. I was born to take kids and try and get them to play their hardest. I can't make shots for them. I can't rebound for them, but I can hopefully get them to play hard.
I talked to one of our players, and when I was a basketball player, I played hard. I did a lot of things, but I wasn't a scorer at all. I could not shoot. I tried. I did my best. But my junior year, Dean Foster came to me and said, hey, we've got a chance to win the Bi-County in boys and girls in JV and varsity, and you're not going to play on the varsity. Do you want to play the Bi-County tournament for the JV? And I said, what do you want me to do, coach? I can help the team. What do you want me to do? He said, well, I really want you and this guy to play on the JV. And we did. And we had a ball. We were playing, and we helped the team. And then the varsity won, the girls varsity won, the JV won, and the girls JV won. It's the only time in the Bi-County history that that's ever happened. And I go back to that, and I thought, you know what? That's what Coach wanted, and he had the foresight, and he asked me the right way. And sometimes you do see those lessons of sacrifice and just trying to do the best for your school and the best for your coach. And that's what he's trying to do, get these kids to
sure.
buy in.
Absolutely. He's Dean Hubbard, Mishawaka Athletic Director, and joined by Ron Hicklinski, the boys basketball coach at Mishawaka. Ron, you were talking about, well, I guess you weren't talking about it, but 6 seniors you lose from last year's team. So you're going to have, as Dean was talking about, sort of a mix of some youth. You've got some guys with experience. So when you're talking about what are essentially these traits that you're talking about, who are some of the guys who you're looking for from your leadership to maybe, you know, help bring some of that out in some of these other guys?
Well, I think you got to talk about some size. Obviously, we don't have any size. We have a couple of guys that might be 6'2.5", and maybe 6'3". Nick Hoopengartner and Alex Boggs. I mean, those guys got to play 24/7. They got to bring the fight 24/7 because they're constantly playing against guys that are bigger and faster and stronger. And so those two guys really, really got to buy in. Devon Parker is a football player. He's a tough kid. He's a great athlete. He's got to come in. Once once Mishawaka wins the state championship in football, then he's got to come in and get acclimated. Dino Snyder he's a really good athlete. He's got to get his basketball legs underneath him a little bit. And then there's some young kids. Trent Johnson, a kid that transferred from Clay last year,
right,
and had to sit out, is a junior this year. 6'2", really good athlete. His dad, Leon, was a great player at South Bend Clay. Leon's one of our coaches. Mm-hmm. Trent has a chance to be good, but he has to understand that he's got to go get he's got to get 10 or 12 rebounds a game. He's got to score 16, 17, and he's got to be hungry like that. And I'm excited to work with these guys, but I'm seeing some of the stuff happen here, like in the fall, and guys not taking care of their business. Well, if you can't take care of your business in school, you can't take care of your business off the court. How are you going to take care of your business in the fourth quarter when there's 30 seconds left and you got to go make a play? So we're trying to work these guys really into the mentality that you have to take care of your stuff.
You know, and you talk about some of these guys playing different sports, and I know that as the coach of a sport, that's got to be frustrating sometimes because you would like to be able to work with guys, but they're playing other sports. But at the same time, you know, as we've talked about on this show, you guys, Mishawaka does a really good job of encouraging whether it's boys, girls, whatever, to play multiple sports. And when you talk about some of that competitiveness, that really shows up when you're talking about guys playing multiple sports.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that, and I never discourage guys from playing. I mean, I mean, if they truly want to play, or if they're being talked into playing by a coach, I don't like that, but if they truly, truly want to play, then they should go play. Because from an athletic standpoint, it helps them. It helps toughness level. So that never bothers me. What bothers me is sometimes when people talk them into doing it, and their heart really isn't into it. Now, at Mishawaka, that doesn't happen. I mean, Mishawaka has a great football tradition. Bart Curtis and now Keith Kinder are fantastic coaches to work with. They never put pressure on kids. And really, kids want to play football. And when they get out of football and come to me, I mean, they have the competitive nature. They have the competitive juices. And basically, the 3 years that I've been here, those kids have come in and played really hard.
We're about a month away. West Hughes, the scrimmage on November 21st, and then Memorial at the Cave the 27th. A lot of work to do before then, but what is the one thing that you're excited about this year and you want fans to know about this team and these guys? And we'll have to have you on in a couple weeks as you know more about your team, but just about Mishawaka basketball and trying to turn that corner and bringing fans into the Cave.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm really excited about Mishawaka because I think athletically, and I played against Mishawaka and the great Marvin Wood and those teams back in those days. I think basketball Mishawaka could be a really, really good sport. I've seen it supported before. But it's our job to get our guys and being really, really competitive and understanding how to play this game the right way. And, I mean, I've always said it. If you watch Hoosiers, if you watch those old-time movies, The Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come. Really? It's true. If you build it, they'll come.
Yeah.
Now, we need a couple of 6'8 guys to build it. I'll be straight up with you on that. Everybody and their brother's getting transfers, and there's no better place to come than Mishawaka. But if you build it, I mean, they're going to come.
Yeah.
And I mean, I understand that.
Well, and we are trying to work on the facility. Coach has worked really hard on the locker room facility with Mike Faulkner, and we're going to build a multi-purpose room. And the Cave is also taking some steps. And Coach has seen it all. He's seen some great places, and that's one of the things he's committed to is, hey, we got to make sure these kids know that we are committed and that we're going to show them the best facility. And then when you look at this basketball Hoosier Temple and you go behind the scenes, you also see a modern place that it's like, wow, this is how they watch film. This is what they
do. I don't think there's any question about that. I think it's kind of a thing where like the shininess really impresses kids. And when kids are going to see our new facilities now, I mean, Mike Faulkner and Wayne Barker. By the way, Wayne Barker, our new superintendent, played for me.
Really?
And he played for me at a very small high school, Wapahani, in Muncie, Indiana. And I keep talking about tough kids and tough guys and all that stuff. Wayne Barker was a tough guy. Was a tough guy, would get on the floor, would play hard, would get after it, and was a great high school basketball coach also.
He told me Saturday, he said, you think Ron's crazy now? He said, Coach Heck, back when he was 26 years old, now he brought some fire.
Yeah, well, you know, too, because you still play. I mean, you play softball. I was playing all the time. I was playing, when you're playing against guys and just beating them, it all resonates. And our facilities are great. Our support staff at Mishawaka is great. Our administrators, our athletic people, they're phenomenal. They give you everything that you need to be successful. Now we just got to have a complete buy-in from all the young men. And a complete buy-in to understand, hey, I got to follow the rules. If I don't follow the rules, I ain't playing. I got to be where I'm supposed to be, and I got to take care of business, and I got to want to be coached.
Ron, I always enjoy talking with you. We'll be seeing more of each other sooner than you probably want to, but that's just around the corner.
Well, you know, I was thinking about it today. I was brushing my teeth today and thinking about I got to get a transition drill in for one of these practices tomorrow. And I'm going, stop, stop. I'm still mad about the Bear game yesterday. Stop.
All right.
Hey, thanks, guys. You're
the
best.
Thank you. You too. Ryan Hicklitsky, boys basketball coach at Mishawaka. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll be joined by girls head coach Sarah DeShone, and still to come, Jordan Bobos and Riley Banks from the girls basketball team will join us. That's coming up, Caveman Corner at Monterey Mexican Bar and Grill on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Back live at Monterey Mexican Bar and Grill with Dean Hubbard, Mishawaka Athletic Director Sean Steiners, and we are joined right now by Mishawaka girls basketball coach Sarah DeShone. Thanks for patiently standing by.
Thank you for having me here. I appreciate it.
Always glad to have you out. We were just talking before we went on. Practice number one today, already underway. How'd things go on day one?
It was awesome. We had about 30 kids show up, and they all came excited super early, like 30 minutes or plus early to practice. I'm like, all right, I like seeing these girls in the gym extra early. So 2.5 hour practice, and we got a good little mile Monday in.
Oh, but they were really excited about that.
They loved it. They got my text that said, bring your running shoes and basketball shoes, and I knew that they all had a big smile on their face.
That's funny, because we were just talking about Hoosiers and like watching those 1950s players do everything in the Chuck Taylors. I just can't even imagine that today.
Right?
They were doing everything with the flat shoes with no padding inside.
Yeah.
A little bit different.
Coach, how important is the conditioning? I can remember our high school, we would start with conditioning with shorts under 45 seconds, and then you went down, and the last one was the final day, you had to do it under 36 seconds, and that's seven times down and back. This level and at this time, starting out first day of practice, how much shooting, how much dribbling, or how much of it is, hey, we've got to get your wind, we got to be ready for a couple weeks?
Yeah, we try to have a pretty competitive practice that involves a lot of conditioning. I was telling them after they ran the mile, I said, this is about how tough you are. It's not about running the mile. It's how tough can you be to pull your time down within the times that they were supposed to get. But, yeah, they are going to get plenty of sprints in coming here soon, because that's got to be one of our advantages this year with our team, is we got to be in better shape than anybody that we play. So hopefully they can keep pushing themselves and kind of take that notch ahead against teams that we play.
Well, we just spent a lot of time hearing the Ron Heklinski sort of philosophy on basketball. So is there something like, if you said, okay, Sarah DeShone, this is how her teams are going to play, is there kind of a way you would characterize it?
Hopefully team basketball would be one thing. I'd hope people, when they watch us, that they also see that we enjoy playing basketball and that we have fun playing out there and that they enjoy playing together and as a team. That's just kind of the base that I'm trying to set right now at Mishawaka.
You know, I think it's fun to watch Coach on the floor, because I'll see her come through the office and, hey, how's it going? And then and she's a phys ed teacher, loves her job, loves her students, and it kind of reminds me a little bit of Muffet McGraw, because you've been around Muffet enough times, and I've been on the golf course with her, and hey, you're talking and everything's all relaxed, and I've done the golf challenge against her, and once she gets that competitiveness,
that's it.
It's the switch just flips, and you watch that in practice, and to be a technician in practice and to get the girls' attention, and then on the sideline, that intensity that you bring, you have a coaching family. Did you watch your dad do that? Do you maybe bring some of that from when you were a player, maybe from your high school coach, or do you just kind of grab some of those things from different people that you've grown up with?
I think it's a little bit of all of that. Ever since I can remember, but even before my dad, I would be in the gym in the crib watching him. And then I have some older brothers who would never let me win. So it's just a competitive family. I think most of it's from that, in my opinion. We have a family motto, and it's everything's a competition. So whether it's drinking a pop, my little cousin and brother, and can you guys drink the whole pop? You can't drink the whole pop. And they will literally slurp it down or get a hair dryer to dry out the inside of the can so that there's no drips out so that they win the competition.
Oh my gosh.
So no, it's just, it is, it's a, we are very competitive family and try to be down to earth person, but once game mode gets
but once
on,
it's on,
you better
it's
watch
on.
Out.
Did you ever see the movie Remember the Titans?
Yes.
So were you like the Hayden Panettiere character, the little girl
yeah,
who was
little,
like telling
girl.
Her dad, you know, why are you doing this? You should be doing it this way.
I could compare myself to that probably, yeah.
Last year was your first year as head coach. So what do you think was the biggest learning experience for you in that first season? Or just what, you know, what's the biggest thing that you take out of that as a head coach now?
Patience. I've learned a lot of patience.
And that's got to be tough for a competitor, too,
yeah.
I imagine.
Oh, most definitely, yeah. That's why it's one of the hardest things I've had to work with myself on and pray about a lot. Because it's just going to take time. We're trying to build this into something really special. And... we have some awesome kids within our program, and they come work hard every day. And we have some great kids that are going to come play in our little Holy Cross Club 1. We have 76 players right now playing in that. So it's just going to be working on my patience for a little bit.
And, Shauna, in the fall, we have our 5th and 6th grade basketball. And to watch Coach DeShone at those games and Coach Shelton, her staff, her varsity players, spent a lot of time with the 5th and 6th graders, if just supporting them and watching the games, getting to know the parents. And you talk about a CEO of a program, and we talked to Coach Eklinski about that, about leading a program and setting the tone early.
Right.
And I think that is so important to take what Coach Gradeless had and now put your stamp on it, but to have patience and to say, you know what, we've got some of those kids in the middle school and the elementary school who could be really special, and we've got to keep them here at Mishawaka and develop them and make them great basketball players and make them love this school.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to kind of build like a community around, so we do make our girls, they have to go to one practice and one game of all the for the elementary.
Oh.
So that it's kind of like building kind of like a family kind of atmosphere, so they're going to help out at practices, and when they come to the games, the kids are all, oh, look who's here, and it's just a kind of exciting time for them too, that these older high school girls are coming to watch them play basketball. So
your season opener, your season opener is at Northwood November 5th, not too long away. Your scrimmage is a week from Saturday at LaVille, so I'm sure your to-do list is pretty long. So what's most important this week? What's most important in the next couple of weeks before that?
Well, I got
opener?
A funny story for you for Northwood. Last time I went to Northwood, I was my first time coaching JV.
Uh-oh.
The first game, and we scored 1 point against them.
Oh my
so
goodness.
Our goal is to score more than 1 point.
There you go. That's
no.
A moderate goal, but
I think just kind of building that chemistry right now is important. Working together, a lot of these girls this summer were just, we were all over the place. We had freshmen playing varsity tournaments. So we're just trying to kind of feel out where everyone's going to be placed.
Sure.
That team that scored 1 point from the beginning of the season to the end was maybe one of your greatest coaching challenges.
Yeah.
Because those kids grew. And now you have some of those kids playing at the varsity level. To see them struggle at that point, and that's struggle was it was tough to watch, but to see them grow in that JV year and now to see them put it together, this will be a fun year to watch. And again, we're going to be patient, but from the beginning of the season to the end, we're going to see a much better basketball team, and that's one of the trademarks that Coach DeShone brings.
All right, well, good luck to you this season.
Thank you so
look
much.
Forward to seeing it along the way. We'll see you out there in the gym. And again, the season opener at Northwood November 5th and the home opener November 7th against Elkhart Memorial. Sarah DeShone, head coach of the girls basketball team at Mishawaka. We will welcome in Jordan Bobos and Riley Banks coming up next. Caveman Corner on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Winding down Caveman Corner on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader at Monterey Mexican Bar and Grill, 507 East McKinley in Mishawaka. We just talked to girls basketball coach Sarah Deshone, and now we have a couple girls basketball players, Jordan Bobas and Riley Banks. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you for having us.
Riley, you were just saying, what kind of questions are you going to ask? So I'll lob you a softball here, even though this is basketball. I'll give you a layup, okay?
Okay.
So you just tell me, start off by telling me something that we should all know about Riley, your teammate.
You say about Jordan. And
yeah, exactly.
Back and forth.
You have to tell me.
So I tell you about myself?
Tell about Jordan.
Okay. Jordan is a very outgoing person. She has a great personality.
Aw, that's so nice. Thanks. Riley is a super hard worker, and she's hilarious. She's so funny.
Now, I saw you guys at practice today, and it's a classic drill, but everybody's on the line, and you got to go shoot a free throw.
Yeah.
And you nailed it, but you were smiling going up to it. Yeah. I know you smile a lot, and you're pretty relaxed, but do you like that pressure, or do you like that drill? Because it does put you on the spot, just like
yeah.
a game situation.
I used to hate it. I would get so nervous and, like, shake, but now Yes, I love it. I love having people like, I don't know, I love when they have to count on me and I can like be the one to lift them up or do whatever. And so, yeah.
Yeah, and you guys are both multi-sport athletes. Talk about that, just being able to be a competitor in the fall and then carry that on. And Riley's one of our catchers and plays in the spring. She's been a cross-country runner, but just being able to compete for Mishawaka. Talk about that.
Yeah, doing multiple sports in high school is really a good thing because it teaches you how to be a better person for one, and just teaches you how to do all the things that all those other sports teach you and all in all your sports.
Jordan, we were just talking to Coach about first day of practice, and this was your first day of practice. Is there kind of different, a little bit, you know, different energy out there on the floor on day one?
Yeah, I think so. Everyone's energy is super high, and they're just excited to be back on the court and playing together again.
Riley, how much did you enjoy the mile run, though?
Not going to lie, it was honestly really fun. It was fun, but it was also challenging at the same time. But it was fun seeing everyone encourage each other and, like, the great atmosphere that there was.
The team culture that you guys had, I could see it in the sectional, how the team grew last year and kind of mm-hmm. came together. And you were so competitive all the way to the end of that game. Talk about that, just how Coach has brought that team culture and really is a sense of family.
Yeah. Last year, I think our seniors that just graduated, they had really stressed the team and togetherness. Like, that was the stress of last year. And so it really made the season exciting and fun to just be able to be so close and be competitive with each other and push each other all the time, and it was fun.
You feel a sense of responsibility being one of the old girls now.
Yeah, I do.
And that team culture, I know you take that very seriously too, because
yeah.
you're one of the hardest competitors I know.
Yeah, I think team culture is very important to have in a team, like the bondness and like just being close to each other, because it creates such a good atmosphere on the floor that it just makes everyone play better,
and it makes it fun.
So your season opener is November 5th, so it's only a little bit more than, 2 weeks away or
yeah.
something like that. So, Riley, what maybe, as a not just as a team, but individually to add to the team, what do you need to accomplish in the next couple of weeks?
Our team just needs to continue to work hard and just continue to be ourselves on the floor and off the floor and just come together as a team and work hard.
And coming out of a successful season, talk about that, just bringing championship aspirations to basketball. When you think of Mishawaka basketball, and I know you want kids to come to the game and you want them to follow mm-hmm. you and support you and encourage you, talk about that, just trying to build this program.
Yeah, so I feel like last year really set the bar kind of high with our team, and so I know me and Riley really want to carry that through and keep that energy and that focus on like winning and getting to the championship and all that kind of stuff. And so yeah, and I'd love to get people to come to our games and help support, because that the atmosphere is so fun. So
Coach was just talking about how you go kind of working with the younger kids, the elementary kids and that kind of thing. What do you think about that?
I love it. Their energy is so fun. And just to be able to teach what you love and what you're passionate about to other kids who also have that love for it, it's amazing.
How about you, Riley?
I think it's really fun. These last couple weeks, we've had some of the younger kids come out to our practices, and it's just fun seeing them be happy to be around us and enjoying the game of basketball and just seeing them grow and make connections with them.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what you guys had when you were in fifth and sixth grade, but that championship was pretty crazy to see the crowd there.
Oh, yeah.
And how intense it was.
Yeah.
And we've got some fifth and sixth graders who can play. Was that fun for you guys to watch?
Yes. I love, how intense they get and how excited it is when they score, when they do something really big, and how intense the crowd gets. It's so fun.
We're going to have to wrap things up here pretty quickly, so I'll just ask each of you, when you're sitting there in late February, the season has winded down at that point, what do you want people to be able to say about the Mishawaka girls basketball team?
That they had fun, and that they, like, you can tell that they love playing, and that they are hard workers, and that they're tough on the court.
I want them to be able to say that we left a legacy. We worked hard. We not only accomplished what we wanted to, but we accomplished other things also throughout the community, on and off the court.
All right.
Hey, a couple of great kids here. Thank you
Absolutely.
Very much for being
here.
And
yep.
I wanted to get in a sports note that Patience Johnson has verbally committed to Northern Iowa, so she's going to be a D1 track athlete.
All right.
So good for her.
Excellent. This wasn't as bad as you thought, was it, Riley?
No.
You were really worried coming in here. You did a great job. Both of you did.
Thank you.
Good luck to you this season.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks again to the boys basketball coach, Ron Heklinski, girls basketball coach, Sarah Deshone, and Riley Banks and Jordan Bobas from the girls basketball team. Dean, I will see you next week.
Yeah, that sounds good. We've got a bye week this week in football. They're going to play on November 1st, and we're talking basketball already.
That's right. We're getting there. And again, the girls are just 2 weeks away from the start of their season. The boys about 3 weeks away from the start of their practice. Ladies, thanks again. Caveman Corner, 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.